It's the People versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally. Now, here's your host, Kevin
W. Reese.
Eat the sunlight, the sunlight, the sunlight.
All right, welcome to episode number one of the People versus Chronic Illness. This is your favorite health educator in the whole wide world, Kevin W. Reese, and I'm happy to be with you today to talk to Tina about this amazing story of triumph over all this suffering that she had. We're going to talk about the pancreas and the irritable bowel syndrome and some things with the doctor and whatnot. But before we talk to Tina, I want to tell you that there is a solution for your stress, okay? You can go get my free course that I made for you. It's a gift from me to you. It's called the De-Stress 7-Day Challenge. You can go get that right now. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then go to eatthesunlight.com/pages/de-stress. If you're watching on Facebook, I'll try to put a link up in the top. But this course is for you. Over the course of 7 days, I'm going to teach you how to start de-stressing, because stress is a killer. It slows down your lymphatic system, yet speeds up your mind. And we need to work on that, because stress does contribute to illness. And if you like what you're seeing, this is only episode one. Please share, like, comment, and get involved as we start spreading these stories around the web. With all that said, I am now going to have a nice conversation with Tina. Tina, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am well. So let's have a discussion here. You came to me a few moons ago. This has got to be maybe 3 years ago. You were suffering from a bunch of things, but you were mainly focused on the pancreas at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And cancerous tumor on the pancreas? Is that correct?
They said it was precancerous. Precancerous tumor. Yeah.
Precancerous tumor. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I tried to talk you out of getting treatment, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I think my book had just come out, or it was before. The book came out. It was right before the book came out. So we're talking, 2014. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you went and you got the surgery. And what happened with the surgery?
Well, with the surgery, they took off half of my pancreas, where the cyst was, which was attached to my spleen, the closest part to the spleen. So they removed my spleen as well.
Wow. Okay.
And I was in the hospital in New York City for a week recovering. It was the most horrible experience I've ever had in my life, painful. And then once, you know, I kind of healed from that over a few months, then about 6 months later, before I left the hospital in New York after my pancreas surgery, mm-hmm. I asked the doctor, I said, you know, should I eat differently or anything like that to take care of this situation? He said, no. He said, because you have half a pancreas now, you're probably going to get diabetes in the future, but we'll worry about that then. Just eat however you want to, which was very shocking to me at that time. About 6 months later, then I had to have another surgery, because apparently I did too much and the incision from my pancreas, you know, got irritated and I got, hernias on it and had to have a 20x25 plastic mesh put in my abdominal wall after that. So yeah, the whole experience was dreadful.
It sounds like a horrible experience. And not long later, you discovered that your pancreas would still inflame, right?
It was actually, I think, worse than before. Yeah, I didn't really have too many symptoms before, but after, yeah, every time I would eat anything, really, it would just swell up. You could even, like, see it kind of pop out sometimes. Definitely feel it. If somebody was to touch it, you could feel it was swollen there. And I would, you know, I was really tired and stuff all the time.
So not only do you have the pancreas issue, but you have irritable bowel syndrome. You had ulcers, some skin issues. How did the irritable bowel syndrome and the ulcers, how did that affect things?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was always just discomfort. And, you know, a lot of the times I didn't do certain things because I'd be close to a bathroom at all times, you know. The ulcers were, you know, just really painful. Like, just you can always feel like the burning in your stomach, and it just made me feel crappy all the time. To be blunt.
Yeah. So, okay. So fast forward, a few years after the book. Well, not long after, you had a passing in your family, right? And I remember you contacting me after that, or before that. It was right in there. You didn't want to suffer that same fate, I would say. So a few years later, I finally launched this program after years and years and years of experimenting and practicing. I launched the ETS 120 program. You jump in immediately. Mm-hmm. You're one of the first, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Not long later, everything's gone, right?
Everything's gone.
Mm-hmm. No more IBS.
Nope.
No more inflammation of the pancreas.
Nope.
No more what? No more ulcers.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Skin cleared up. Brain fog gone, and you lost like 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's a lot. So being a sick person, people around you obviously knew you were sick, I'm assuming. What do they say now that you're free and clear?
They're just like, wow, you know, you look great. Can tell you feel better. You know, a lot of people didn't even know about the stuff I was going through because I didn't tell them. So I just didn't see them for a while, but they saw pictures on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So even from that, they can tell everything's better. My attitude's better, you know, I'm more positive about things because I'm feeling better. Yeah, everybody's kind of like shocked when they see me, but you know,
it's great. Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah. And so how about the doctors? You must have went through a lot with the doctors. What do they say now?
They say, you know, good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Of course, you know, they're a little bit, you know, leery about not eating meat and stuff like that. But, you know, my doctor doesn't try to pressure me into it. She does say, you know, you're not going to get muscle and all that garbage that they say. But yeah, she was pretty proud. She was shocked, definitely, to see the changes because I saw her, I think, in December, and then I saw her again in April when I was done. So yeah, she was pretty shocked by all the changes in that short of a time.
Shocked the doc. It's an amazing thing to see people go through these transformations, and I'm used to it, but, you know, to have people around you and have the doctors, you know, be involved, you know, there's going to be a lot of shock. Does anyone think that you're nuts? Does anyone think that I'm nuts?
Oh yeah. Everyone thinks I'm nuts. Most of the people that I know think I'm nuts. And, you know, it was hard going through the transition and everything, eating differently, especially with my boyfriend and my daughter not eating that way. And, you know, like family and stuff, they're like, well, you know, you can eat it, you can eat meat, it's a holiday, or you know, you can do this, you can do that, it's a holiday or it's a party. But you know, seeing me stick to it, they were proud of me. But yeah, everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but that's okay. Especially because, you know, around a lot of Puerto Rican family, so
yeah,
you know, they're with the meat and the rice and all that, so they think that
they must I'm insane. If they think you're crazy, yeah, I must be the cult leader of crazy.
Yeah. You're the leader of crazy. Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting, you know, talking to people, how can How can other people around us rationalize? Oh, you can do this. Oh, you can go back to that, this, that, and the other. You're not going to get muscle. Yet you just went from all this suffering to freedom.
Yep.
How? I don't understand. Well, I do understanding psychology a little bit, but, you know, I guess it's a rhetorical question, but, you know, it's like you're a walking billboard. You're a walking promotion for the natural way, for the sunlight, so to speak. And do you think when other people do make those remarks, do you think it's their own insecurities?
I think that it is just ignorance, really. And because we've been programmed for so long to think a certain way, that we're supposed to eat meat and we're supposed to do this and we're supposed to do that, that people think that when you're not doing that, you're the crazy one, when really they're the crazy one for not looking beyond what they're supposed to do.
Right. Right. Like going to the movies and getting buttered popcorn and eating pizza and wings and beer during football.
Yeah.
Things that have just been programmed to us.
Right.
And, you also have come to me many times saying, Kevin, this person's sick. I know this person with that. I know this person with this. And I'm constantly telling you, you can't want it for them. And that whole middleman thing, the whole middleman thing doesn't really work. If they said, hey, Tina, go talk to Kevin for me and set up a meeting, then that's a different convo. But so you've experienced some people that are very sick and, you know, you're trying to help them, which is honorable, but these people never end up taking the plunge.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think people think there's quick fixes to things. Like, you know, if I'm sick and I eat a salad every day, I'm gonna magically be cured. They don't understand that it's a whole process and the whole detoxification and, you know, stress and all that. They think that it's just, you know, eating an apple a day will keep the doctor away, so to speak. It's not, you know, and they don't understand that it's not like that. And I think that they're scared sometimes to take that leap and really do the program or do what they need to do to make changes.
Maybe they're scared to get rid of the foods they love.
Right, that too. And it, you know, it is hard. You have to be strong to do it, but it's definitely worth it. And I think that if people are really suffering, then they're the ones that are going to know that, you know, they really want to do it. They have to want to do it. They don't want to change and not suffer anymore.
You even had someone who you mentioned to me, you were trying to hook her up with Eat the Sunlight, who passed away, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how old was she?
Yeah. I think she was a friend of a friend. I believe she was in her late 40s, mid to late 40s.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, kids,
You know.
How many kids?
Behind, without a mother.
Yeah, I, you know.
Two.
Two. Yeah, girls. We're getting sicker younger. We're getting sicker younger from all this food nonsense. And, you know, what do you think it's going to take for people to wake up and say, oh, there's another solution?
I don't know. I think it's unfortunate, but it takes people to have to go through something horrible first. Like for me, for example, I didn't listen until after I had surgery. If I would have listened before that, it could have prevented a lot, you know? But I think that I'm hoping that people are going to see all the success that all of us are having that did the program and the ones that are doing it. And I hope that'll open their eyes to it.
Yeah. The testimonials and the stories and stuff like that. Yeah. Of course, when we do go through the program, we detox, and with that comes symptoms, otherwise known as healing events. And you had a big one. I remember very clearly. You broke out in a full body rash.
Yeah.
And I remember you were like, you thought you were allergic to something. I'm like, no, that's detox. You're like, no, I think I'm allergic to something. I'm like, no, that's detox.
Yeah.
How long did the rash last for?
I think it was about, almost a week, like maybe 4 or 5 days. It was pretty bad for like 2 days and then it kind of dwindled down. But
you understand now, obviously.
Yeah, I do.
That waste needed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you got rid of a lot.
Yeah.
And you said you went to work smelling like apple cider vinegar, right?
Yeah, I was putting that all over me. My coworkers were loving it. It's a good boss repellent.
Good boss repellent. So, you know, it's important for people to understand that detox symptoms do happen. All that waste does need to come out. All that waste that you've been putting in your body from, you know, starting with your parents putting it in your body at like, you know, right away. And then it just builds and builds and builds. And then we detox and it's got to come out and it's got to come out somehow. So We do got to go through it. Healing does hurt. But it's a beautiful place on the other side of the bridge. So, I think your story is good. It's your story is someone who needed to heal naturally, who didn't, and had to go through something harsh first to wake up. And I think it was the passing in your family that really put the avocado on the salad, so to speak, to make you say, I should do something about it. And I'm glad you signed up. And, you know, it's fitting that you're episode number one because you now work with Eat the Sunlight helping. And so it's kind of fitting. And all the Sunlighters know who you are and stuff now. So, you know, keep being an inspiration. And we're still going to do a staff juice fast in January. Your first juice fast. Oh yeah, you're gonna do it. Oh yeah. And
can't wait.
So, it's gonna be fun. Trust me. So I appreciate you taking some time to talk with me on this this podcast. So thank you.
No problem.
All right. So yeah, what an amazing story from Tina there, and I hope that inspires some of you. Don't forget to share this, to like this, to comment on this. If you're on Facebook, spread the word. We need to get the word out there. The people versus chronic illness. We are kicking chronic illness's ass. And you're going to see that as you watch this and see more people and hear more stories. If you're listening to this on iTunes, be sure to subscribe. If you're on Facebook, also go to iTunes. You know, it's on demand. So just trying to get it out there as much as possible. Don't forget my de-stress 7-day challenge. It's absolutely free. You can go get that on eatthesunlight.com right now, or I'll leave the link up in the post. So take that. It's my gift to you. Okay. So I look forward to talking to you on the People versus Chronic Illness episode 2, and we'll talk to you next time. My name is Kevin W. Reese, signing off. Walk with peace.
It's the People versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally.